but most do not. And it's a shame. Because white people can be funny about race, too. I'm not even saying I'm a great comic or I have great race jokes. I'm an okay comic at best. But I like to have the option. The option! That's how Chris Rock says it. When he emphasizes a point, he puts his hand on your shoulder to give it more effect and oomph, and it works. The guy knows what he's doing. Spade, the option. Here's the thing. When people in comedy are not allowed to talk about what's in the air, it's weird. Speaking of Chris Rock, sometimes I whiz my race jokes by him just to see how far I can go before he stops me and gets borderline fake offended. It's kind of a fun experiment because I'm trying to get shit past one of the edgiest, best comics of our generation. Side note, I like when girls say past, like they spell past, P-A-S-S-E-D, with two S's, you know what I mean? That's what girls on Instagram say because they're dumb, or they go, I'm up for a role in a movie, and it's like R-O-L-L, and everyone's like, okay, well, you're not getting it. Back to the story. So when I run stuff by Rock and he gives me a slightly furrowed eyebrow like, that's equivalent to getting slapped across the face by anyone else. He's a great barometer because he adds our friendship and cleverness into the equation, and if a joke isn't smart enough or good enough, you fail much faster. I have red state baggage, so that's part of my problem. Not everyone else's, but just me. I was brought up in Arizona, so everyone thinks I'm a Republican, I'm a racist. It's true there was some of that out there. Obviously, that's how things get started, based on some fact. There was only one black guy in my high school. I'm pretty sure I was nice to him, but looking back, I never understood how difficult that must have been for him. I mean, how horrible. One black guy for all these white guys at the school. And I think we thought it was funny. We weren't mean to him. It was so odd to us. So different. The angry white man. Any black comic can play angry about race things and it's funny. It's relatable. But when I'm the angry white comic talking about race-related problems, it's not as funny. Because I'm white, there's nothing I'm allowed to be angry about, other than traffic and miscellaneous bullshit. And believe me, I capitalized on that small window. I was at fucking Costco today. It was bananas. Have you been to 7-Eleven? I have. What is happening? You know when you pump your gas? Because I'd love to tackle those other big subjects, but too scary. The real big, meaty things to talk about with politics I don't because I don't want to lose half the crowd. That's my own fault. And then race stuff. I guarantee you most black comics have race stuff in their act. I would love it. That's so much fun. Racism is still out there. People are like, oh my God, did you hear what happened the other day? You hear the story? Racism is still out there. I'm like, of course it is. I think my generation is the one that realized racism is still really bad and it needs to be fixed, like, for real. And then millennials are going to try to fix it. And then if we're lucky, their kids probably won't see it at all. But it's been around for so long and everyone's hiding it and this and that. Of course it's still out there. People think one thing happens, they go, oh my God, Obama was president? And guess what? There's still racism. Of course, don't be stupid. Racism's wrong, but it realistically takes generations to erode that thinking, which is why I think the word racist is thrown around too easily these days. It's really fire in a movie theater. You have to be so careful when you label someone that, because you better be right, because that label will stick with them for the rest of their life. That's a hard one to back out of. Beep, beep, beep. Making it funny, racism jokes. Beep, beep. Backing up. Brrrm. While I'm here, just to lighten the mood, I'll do a bus, getting on a bus, and then taking off. Here's the bus stopping. That's switching gears, but he can't find it. Black versus green. Why is the black American Express card regarded as the best one and the green one is weak? No black comics are doing that. A, because it's not black and white, so it doesn't make any sense. But the black American Express card is the best one. But they would never say that because they're too busy saying pool is racist because the white cue ball knocks the black ball in the pocket and the game's over. If the black ball goes in the pocket and does the right thing, the game's still over. Or you know something about the black bowling ball knocks over the white pins. I don't know if that's funny. That's sort of an iffy joke. It's not really a joke, but it's up for grabs. Contact me for pricing. That one you can get a great deal on. Because it doesn't have a punchline. So it's going to be flying off the shelf. The race gods. Casting for race in TV and movies now is really gone bananas. I don't mean bananas like it's so stupid. It's just never really been there. And in the last 2 years, it's flipped so hard that it's so, so different. I have to say, being a white guy, no one will believe this, white is a little harder to get a job now. It sounds like such a fucking lie. It probably is. Okay, forget it. They could never have a show like Friends anymore. I will say that. They would never, ever cast five white people. This is inside Hollywood people. Never. They wouldn't even order it as a pilot. Seinfeld, there would be no Seinfeld unless Kramer was a black guy. But then he wouldn't be because he's too doofy and they wouldn't want that. They'd want the smart guy to be the black guy because it's too rude. It's like those commercials for house alarms. They have two crooks, you know, two supposed gang members, like dirt on their face and a crowbar, but they're always white. They would never in this day and age make criminals like that two black guys in a commercial. They just won't. Or Latino. They won't. They can't. Stereotypical. They get so many complaints, but they're white. So like, oh, okay. But no one is even scared. They're like, oh, I'm scared two white guys are going to rob my house. Who cares? But it's like Mission Impossible, like these big movies. It used to be, I've noticed this, like the bad guys are always Iraqi, ISIS, all that. But then there was so much, you know, blowback from Muslims that they can't do that. And then China, and then they got blowback. So now it's maybe Russians. Russians is, or Kazakhstan, they make up some, you know, country no one can really put their finger on it, but they're bad guys. Russians still get the most of the pie chart. But have you noticed lately? Wonder Woman, safest thing, go back in time. You're fighting Hitler's Germany. No one can get mad about that. You have to go back to then to get something that everyone can universally go, okay, we hate them, we get it. Wonder Woman, go ahead and kick his fucking ass. But then you got like Avatar, you got a lot of its aliens, a lot of its other planets. You know what I mean? They have to really do something like Thanos. Who can get mad at Thanos? And then is he really white? It would never be like Thanos is obviously like a Mexican guy. That won't be like, so the worst guy in the world is Mexican? Like, no. If they're casting a show today, they honestly say, all right, we got our one white guy. Now what do we do? It always has to be a mixed bag to represent today's America. Understandable. Friends would be one white guy, one Asian girl, one Latino, one Pakistani transgender, and one so fucking blended you wouldn't know what was going on, so you wouldn't even bother to complain. It would be like, and this person represents all the other races of the world jammed into one character. Enjoy! Thursdays at 8. Chapter 33. Drunk driving. Drunk driving has really gotten out of control. We always knew it was bad, but in the later years of my life, they're really cracking down. Do not drink and drive. Here's the thing. In LA, there are so many drunk driving situations that they have a DUI lawyer commercial. That's how bad it is. If you're home all day, these commercials run in the middle of the afternoon, and I never used to see them, but now my show is not on TV anymore. I see them all the time. And if you haven't seen them, these commercials are all geared toward the fact that you're a loser in search of a career. It's like, are you home right now? Yeah. Lying around, hungover, weed on the table. Yeah. You want to change all that? No, I'm fine. Then I think maybe I can go to DeVry. They say it's not too late. Truck driving school, what is that, 18 gears? That's not bad, it's just a big H. This DUI lawyer comes on screen. Now, he's standing behind fake jail bars, so it's very scary. It's like, and then he goes, I'm the best goddamn DUI lawyer in L.A. You call me before it's too late. I'm like, yeah. Wait a second. I don't get it. I call you before I get a DUI? What does that mean, like right now? I'll call the guy, hey, I don't even drink, and it's noon, but I realize I'm going to jail soon. I saw your commercial. I just have to work out a babysitter. I'm so old, I grew up when there were no DUIs. I repeat, no DUIs. Do you remember this? Do you remember when America was great? Why isn't Trump talking about this? No DUIs. I mean, if you're younger and you're listening right now, can you even imagine? No drink counters at lunch, no one busting your balls, watching your every step. Okay, you've had two. All right, well, did you eat? Okay, that's three. No, you had one shrimp. Three. Okay. And did you sleep? Okay, that affects it. Now how much do you weigh? Okay, are you tired? Wait, you had a little bit of mine, so that's five. Okay, you didn't eat, one shrimp, didn't sleep, had some wine. You've had nine. No, it's none of that shit. It used to just be... just fucking chug. My dad, as a side note, was a super drunk. So growing up, it was very sketchy. Because there's three kids, 4, 6, and 8. And there were no rules back then. So he would take us out to dinner alone when he had us. And it was just a boozy bonanza, you know what I mean? He's slamming drink after drink. By the way, we're walking in, and I'm just like, hey, staff, I'm 4, but keep an eye on this one. He's a bit of a boozy Susie, so, you know, got the 3 kids with him. Just FYI, alert. But they didn't care. No one cared. Why would they care? We're not their kids. He's there with 3 kids. He's having fun. Slamming drink after drink, going crazy. He's beyond Rangoon, shit-faced old movie. We're just like staring in disbelief, going, the guy hasn't even eaten yet. Anybody? Anybody? Nope. We're all just splitting one grilled cheese, watching this disaster happen. And at the end, my dad gets up and he's like, it's like Arthur or something. You know, he's like, and then he like stumbles off, breaks a chair leg, pulls the tablecloth. And the waiter's like, oh my God, Mr. Spade, can we get you a pitcher of beer to go? Is there any way you can keep drinking? We can throw it in a pillowcase. You can take it with you, anything. And then we're all walking to the car going, all right, we're getting in. I'm getting in the car with him, that guy that you just pulled up, okay? He's driving. We're in the station wagon, and I guess everyone's cool with this. No seatbelts. Okay. All right. Guess we're on our own. Whatever happens, happens. Not a problem. We all pile in, terrified. And he's like, nah. Backs up. He's driving down the street. Speeding, obviously. He's hitting dogs and mailboxes. He's all over the place. And when he gets pulled over, whip. It's a little different than it is today. Cop walks up. Sir, did you know you were... Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were shit-faced. He's like, yeah, I'm fucking wasted, guy. Cop's like, no, I didn't know. No, my bad, all good. It just, you were hitting so many things. I thought you were having a seizure or something. No, you're just fucked up, man. You're having fun. No, you're just having a good time. I mean, I don't want to be a buzzkill. He's like, yeah, leave me alone, Mom. Ha, 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 ha. They both laugh. And the cop goes, listen, maybe you can take one of the beers out of one of your hands. You could steer better. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just brainstorming. Do not listen to me. Meanwhile, we're in the back like, help us. We are children. Not funny anymore. Okay, going to die now. Bye. Drinking today is a whole different set of problems, especially if you're stupid enough to get behind the wheel like my dad was. The problem is the drinking limit is sort of low now. It used to be a little higher and they inched it down. So you don't even know if you're busting the law for one beer. There are a lot of factors that come into play, so any amount of alcohol in your system is scary. Here's an example. I'm coming home one night from doing a set at the Comedy Store in L.A. I had a slight buzz, and I made the stupid decision to go for it. It was 2 in the morning. I only lived a mile away. I thought, you know what? I can make it. Stupid. I get on Sunset, and it's immediately trafficy. I'm so pissed off and scared. And I'm so selfish, I'm looking around going, God damn it, there better be an accident up here. Because I don't care about anyone else, just me. I'm like, there better be a pile of dead bodies. What's happening? I need to get fucking home. And then there's that gross feeling when you realize you're in a DUI checkpoint. I'm like, huh, what are those lights for? No! By the way, a checkpoint is when the cops block the road and analyze every driver with a flashlight to see if they're drunk. There's almost no way to get out of it. These are terrifying because it worms into one lane and then you're just waiting for the slaughter. So I look ahead and I go, why are there so many lights? No. Is this a checkpoint? No, is this a checkpoint? No, for real. No, I can't be here. No, guys, back up. Do you understand? No, I'm drunk. Do you get it? I'm the guy they're looking for. Do you understand? Help me. Help me. Listen, if we work together as a team, we can get me to safety. I swear to God, I'll get out of here safe. You guys can all go to jail. I don't give a fuck. Everyone on 3. Ah, no one's helping. Meanwhile, I'm inching towards the slaughter. Getting closer to the lights. No one's helping me. No one's doing anything. Then I pull the biggest rookie maneuver, the U-turn. Doo-doo-doo, la-la-la. If you do a U-turn, you might as well have a signed confession. I mean, no one believes you. Why are you leaving? Why are you running from the checkpoint? You know what the cops should do? Set up a fake checkpoint and just pull over U-turners. Where are you going? No one believes that it's a little brisk and you have to grab your windbreaker from home. Hey-o, BRB. It's chilly. No, I live right here. I'm coming back. No, I'm behind the Camry. Save my spot. Don't be weird. I want to go to jail. No, I'm freezing. I'm going to grab a hoodie and, what are you talking? Jail's freezing. You guys, I'm behind the Tercel. Oh, why is everyone being so weird? I'm so misunderstood. In a related story, I also hate dealing with drunk people. This other time, I was at a restaurant in Hollywood and this super drunk dude comes up to me and going, Joe Dirt, Joseph Dirte, which I get a lot. But he was a little extra bananas. Usually you can tell by someone is walking and buckling at the knees and not focusing on what you're saying that you're in for a weird convo. Also, lots of hugging and way too much handshaking, but I get it. So he goes, Joe Dirte, where's Brandy? I go, hey, buddy, listen. I'm going to drive you home. You're too wasted. Because I'm a nice guy in real life. I know on TV I come off like a tough guy, hard-ass athlete. But in real life, I look out for people. I'm super cool. So I go, come on, man. Let me drive you home. The star is going to drive you home. And he goes, I've only had 12 beers. And I go, well, I'm not a cop, but that feels like a high number. I mean, all kidding aside, no bullshit. Give me your address. He goes, fuck it, all right. I live in Pasadena. I go, okay, stay off the 405, take the side streets. All right, you might want to turn off your lights. That's what I do. Feel free to pull over and take a nap now and then. Cops like it when you try. Because I care about people. That's my crime. That's my problem. You know what? Great guy syndrome. Try to catch it. Chapter 34, Boobs. A lot of girls in Los Angeles have big boobs. This we all know. A small percentage have naturally big boobs, which is a little different. This chapter is about the 12% of women who have naturally big boobs. Growing up, as most kids, I had a fascination with boobs. I didn't get why we didn't all have them. I was curious about them. There were so many types of boobs back then because none were fake, so they were just whatever they were. Big, small, flat, saggy. If these poor women weren't happy with their boobs, tough shit. That's what you were dealt for the rest of your life. There was a girl who sat next to me in 7th grade literature class, and all I did was stare at her huge boobs. She could have said to me, my eyes are up here. But I didn't even know her head was up there. I was always just staring at her boobs. I didn't know she had a head. At one point, I took my pencil, and I sort of poked it, just because I couldn't take it anymore. The pressure was too much. I was whacking off about her so much I couldn't deal with it. I quickly wrote it off as a mistake or a joke or whatever. And everyone sort of gave me a free pass. I mean, it's the 70s. Who cares? But I was quietly a hero to the guys in my class. It's like I'd been to Atlantis. I'd seen it. They wanted to hear everything about it. Except I didn't really see it. And it was the back of my pencil, so it wasn't much to say. It was actually a short conversation. As I got older, I sort of got used to boobs. I live in LA now, and a lot of girls have big ones, fine. But there always comes a point when girls with big boobs say the dreaded R word, reduction. I'm like, we don't say that word anymore. We say challenged. Boob challenged. Every girl with big boobs contemplates a reduction, and no guy in history likes to hear about it, because guys are assholes. We're all assholes, we're all selfish, couldn't care less about the actual girl and her day-to-day problems. When a girl brings up getting a boob reduction, every guy in the world says the same thing. I wouldn't do that. She's like, well, it hurts my back, it's hard to walk, I have spinal bifida. Every guy in the world goes, you know, I'd give it a while. I wouldn't jump on that. I mean, you're only 34, they're still growing, they haven't worked out the bugs. This is a big decision. They're all fake concerns. Guys don't care at all. What a bunch of dicks. And if they do wind up getting surgery, even the doctors in the operating room are bummed out. They got their heads hung low, eyes darting around to each other like, well, we can't talk her out of it now. We got our marching orders. Fuck. Scalpel. I don't even like huge boobs. You know, for a guy that lives in California, you'd think I would. But I like real boobs, natural ones. In fact, I like small boobs too. It doesn't bother me at all. I actually like girls that are sort of flat. To be honest, my ideal type is like flat chest, tiny hips, and a dick. I like guys. Any dudes out there, huh? Cool, DM me. One time a girl I dated said, I'm so flat. Maybe I should get a boob job. I'm like, babe, come on, I don't know. if I can get you into a doctor by Friday, but I will try because I know it's super important to everyone. Whoo! What a P-I-G pig. That's from Animal House. Rent it! Chapter 35. Porno. Like most gentlemen, I dabble in porno. Not by filming myself, just by glancing at it whenever I get a chance on my phone, laptop, desktop, iPad, or overhead projector. Sometimes I sketch it out. I'm not quite a daily user, but believe me, it's a fight every day not to be. Porn has come a long way since Long Dong Silver, John Holmes, Sika, Christy Canyon, and some other various huge Bush actresses whose names have escaped me. Shockingly, I have a lot of thoughts on the subject of porno. There's a lot I like about it, and some things I actually don't, which is, you know, weird because most people like it across the board. I'll tell you one thing I don't like. The guy in the movie, the main guy, that has only a half-hard dick, and everyone's acting like it's cool. And the girl's like, ooh la la. And then it sort of bends in when he's pushing it like it's an elbow in it. And then when he jizzes, it's like dripping out 2 cc's of baby batter, that's it. You know, it's like, bloop. And the chick's all fake excited, like, oh my god. Oh yeah, drench me. And she's trying to rub it around and make it look like there's more than there is. You're like, dude, isn't this your only job? You're in a porno. Your only job is to have a hard dick. Literally, that's your only job. Are you kidding me? It's a really easy job. Guys have hard dicks 80% of each day, at least in grade school, I did. You don't need to have high SAT scores. We don't care about that. We don't care how you are in a meeting. We don't care about your personality. We don't care about your brainstorming skills. We don't care if you know how to set up a spreadsheet, if you know Java or Mac, or if even those are things. Just have a hard dick and shut the fuck up. All right? That's all we ask. It's not that tricky. You got 0 out of 1 of those right. It's tragic. Meanwhile, the girl has to overcompensate to pretend it's great. She's 100% naked, and your dick isn't hard. I mean, what more do you need to have a hard dick? These are the basics. This is all you need. You have a naked chick in front of you. That's really all the criterion your dick needs to get hard. Nothing else. And let's get those jizz shots up to code, all right? You're here to paint the walls, guy. Nothing less. I want to see streaming ropes of jizz. I want to see the kind where afterwards you go, that has to be fake. I want to see those balls look like little raisins at the end because you just got rid of 2 gallons from Sinclair Paints. But mostly I'm very pro-porno. Sometimes I watch porno. By the way, you know I'm old because I say porno. I don't say porn. That is the teetering point, that I say porno, because anyone under, like, 40 says porn, but who cares? When you meet a 22-year-old girl and you say you're 50, you might as well say you're 100. Anything over 35, she's like, what the fuck is this? So you just say you're 100. Hey, I'm 100. Oh, okay, I've heard of that number. They just say that because it's so far ahead. Just give them a number, a fun number they've heard of. Because 38 is the same as 100 to them, if they're 22. They're like, I knew a guy once who was 33, and it was just weird talking to him. I can imagine. My friend told me once to check out this new porn site, and I did it because I'm curious. You know what they say? Curiosity killed the cat. Information made him fat. I think this thing could possibly be talking about my wiener, because this guy sent me a pretty dirty site. And I decided to peep it because I've probably only seen maybe 500 million porn videos. I just want to see what's out there, what's new. So I searched, you know how you can search. And I wasn't trying to be a super creep, so I just put, girl giving handjob, you know, keep it simple, the basics. And it's before noon, I don't want to get too frothed up, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to turn around, it's suddenly 9 p.m. We're like, wait, it's dark out? Wait, have I been here for 11 hours? So just to tell you this, and if you're married, go along with this and act stupid. So I'm just going to tell you this part about when you watch a porn video. At the bottom, it says, other videos we think you'll like. And they show other porn videos. So I look down there. Have you ever looked at the other videos they think you'll like? First one, teenager gets gangbanged in a bus. Wait, I'd like that? Yes. Yes, you would. Because you're a perv. Really? I'm the handjob guy. I'm only punched 3 keys. Listen, we ran some analytics on you, and you're in a really dark place right now.
I am?
Yeah. You're going to watch this now or in 3 weeks from now. What's it going to be, guy? Now. Yeah, you're what's known as a super creep. Sort of a rare strain. Maybe you should tiptoe away from your computer and walk to the police station. Oh, boy. Anyway, so I usually just bow my head and say, all right, I'm going to cancel my Arby's run. I'm just going to be here till midnight. I've talked about doing the Riviera in Las Vegas, and this is way before SNL. This is one of my very first road gigs. 21 shows a week, 3 shows a night for $500. So in the daytime, when it was boiling, bizoiling hot out, I'm talking literally like 112. I'd have nothing to do, so I get bored, shockingly. All the other comics were gross and old, and they were like 35. And that's how I knew, because I was 21, and I used to think there was a comic that was 36, and I thought he was weird. I go, if I'm still doing this when I'm fucking 36, blow my fucking brains out. And he drove a Nova, and I go, I don't know if this is what I'm aspiring to do, is be 36, doing crummy jokes, and driving a Nova. Meanwhile, sort of how it played out. Okay, so I'm walking around, and I remember seeing the world's largest adult bookstore, which is also known to me as the world's largest porn fest. They try to tone it down a little bit. It should say, Welcome Creeps, on one of those big signs, like a Vegas sign. And by the way, it shouldn't say world's largest, like they push the largest. You don't need that extra sales push, guys. I'm already going. It could have been the city's largest. It could have been just a porn bookstore. I'm going either way. You could have 2 old beat-up porn mags in there, and I'd be sprinting down the street. Hi, I'm a creep. Knock, knock, knock. Creep here. Oh, let him in. What's password? Creep again? Yep. The world's largest porn store had these video booths in the back, which I hadn't seen. And I decided to give them a whirl. Now, the girl in one of the videos looked like my ex-girlfriend. Has this ever happened to you? I didn't know I could whack off that fast. That scenario you think would be horrible? It was great. But I'm sort of a pervert, like times a thousand, and a super creep. So I am into that kind of thing. Laugh it off like it's not terrifying to people. So in humiliating fashion, because I had no car, and this is before Uber, if anyone can remember that far back, I would walk my little stick legs in my turquoise corduroy Quicksilver shorts and a sleeveless shirt. Yes, sleeveless. Usually said Kryptonics on it or some old skateboarder thing. And I would walk the full mile through the desert to this porn factory, which was next to nothing else. I literally have nothing to do all day. I'm trying to justify it. And so I'm horny as shit, and I can either watch the hotel porn on SpankterVision, but that was like $9 back then. And I'm horny as a 9-pecker billy goat, so I thought if I walk down there and just sort of browse, maybe pop a few quarters of the machines, I'd be all right. So I decided to do the trek. Now, as I'm walking, the sad part is people would beep at me because they know for sure where I'm headed. There's nothing between me and this porn store. A couple tumbleweeds and maybe a Gila monster. So when people drive by, they're like, get it, dude. Meet me. Whack it off, guy. Meet me. Worth the walk. Meet me. See, you're getting a rod already thinking about it. Meet me. They all have the same horn. I'm like, no, I'm not even going there. Oh, I could see, okay, what you would think. No, I'm going on a retreat. I'm doing ayahuasca. I'm walking to the Utah Salt Flats. It's another 600 miles. I'm just going to sort of... And there's no Wendy's next to it. I can't fake going to Wendy's. That just shows you how kids today have it too easy. Back then, you couldn't just look at your phone and type in some porn name and go watch a video in the bathroom. I had to make a day of it. I had to plan my lunch around it because it took me about half hour to get there. Talk about a walk of shame. Anyway, I finally get there, all dirty, you know, like dust all over me, like Pigpen. I walk in. I immediately try not to look like a creep, like every person there does. I give the guy at the register a head nod like, hey, don't worry about me, dude. Hey, man, I'm the normal one. I know you get a lot of creeps in here, but I'm not one of the cattle, man. Don't worry about me. I'm just a cool dude with a little downtime and a raging boner. Don't mind that thing. No, I had one anyway. It wasn't even about this store. So I go in, and mind you, I'm telling you again, I haven't seen these videos. I thought it was just books and magazines, so I'd grab a Swank or Cherry or whatever, Nutbuster, Penthouse. This is like the Joe Dirt fireworks scene. Do you got a Swank, Cherry, Wee, Nutbuster, Penthouse, Playboy, not Playgirl? So I went to the video booth, and if you put a quarter in, listen to this sorcery. You put a quarter in, and then a 3-minute movie pops up. Oh my God, sell my clothes, I'm going to heaven. Naturally, I put in one of my hard-earned quarters, which equated to basically half the earnings from one of my stand-up shows at this point, and I immediately see this beautiful hot girl on screen with some guy. Now, if this wasn't enough to get me turnt, I was all turnt up, no one says anymore, turnt. I was also on day 6 of my road gig, and there was no Action Jackson on the road for me, so a little bit pent up. In addition to the fact that I was horny, the girl in the porno looked just like the girl in Van Halen's Hot for Teacher video from 1984, which I met when I was visiting L.A., and she liked me, which was baffling because she was so gorgeous. She had short blonde hair, perfect body, and I started sort of dating her. And we stopped only because I was weird about dating even back then. To be honest, I'm not even sure exactly why I ruined it. She was so cool and she was so nice. I should have just stayed with her forever, but I'm such a dumb fuck. This is why I have brain damage and I am in stand-up because I'm on shifty sand because I was brought up wrong or something. But anyway, the girl in the video looked like her. And it was the first time in my life I'd seen a girl getting nailed in a porno who looked somehow, somewhat like someone I knew and had hooked up with. So it made me extra horn dog city. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. Probably because I'm psychologically damaged. We went over that a little bit. I guess I do know why it is because of that. So I don't know how to keep this clean at this point in the dirty book. I sort of topped it off, you know, so to speak. Sort of, you know, spladooty, whatever people say now. No one says that. So that killed 14 seconds. Then I had to get out of there. I actually whacked off. Okay, let's just lay it out. Whacked off in the video place. Didn't know what to do. Didn't do anything. Just left. When I finished, I yelled, "Keep the change," to the machine, you know, because there's probably another minute left. And I walked out. Try not to wipe out in a situation I'd made for myself, if you get my gross drift. So I scurried past the cashier on the way out. Again, try not to look like a creep. Even though I've elevated myself to like super duper creep now. And I think I mumbled, "Nothing for me today, thanks." Like everyone does when they walk out of there. The cashier just cranked up his Walkman and gave me a nod. I'm like, "Hey, Vinny with a mop, aisle 5. I'm kidding, but it's a mess back there. Anyway, bye. Cling, cling. Walk out the door. So now I'm doing the walk of shame back to my hotel, and it's so horrible. Shame. It's a lot worse than jacking off over your laptop and grabbing a paper towel, which is shameful enough and gross and horrible. Grabbing a fucking Chubbs. This was a 30-minute walk, mind you, in 115 degrees. And now I have nothing left to look forward to in my day except my stupid show, which who cares about that? And then the beep started again. "Meep, meep. How was it, dude?" "Meep, meep. You got some on your shoes. I'm not even joking." "Meep, meep. Pervert." "Meep, meep. Your show sucked last night." "Meep, meep. David, what are you doing? Mom?" Anyway, it was pure humiliation, as Cajun Man would say. Where's Cajun Man when you need him? I wish I could hang out with that dude for a little bit in Vegas. He seemed fun. I don't like going into adult stores today. I just picture a grainy security video of me buying a 3-foot-long black double-dong dildo. And then they play it in heavy rotation on TMZ. "David, David, you love the dildo? Did you like it or love it, David? Real quick." But I was looking at some porn the other day. I was having trouble finding something exciting. So I asked my gay friend, "Do you ever get tired of looking at gay porn? I mean, is it all the same? Because mine is super boring now." He goes, "You know what I like? I'm so sick of these two guys blowing each other. What really turns me on? I just found it. Two straight guys blowing each other." I go, "Wait, what?" "Yeah, you know, two straight guys, they got their families and everything. They're all stressed out. They feel guilty and they're sucking each other's dicks. It's so great." I go, I think those guys are gay." No, the backstory is, like, they're both, like, they're really having trouble with it because they're straight. You know, they're obviously very straight. And then they have families, and then the kids are in school, and they fight with their wife a lot. But then they meet with another guy, and they immediately get on the ground and start sucking each other's dicks. I go, "No, they're gay." "Dude, they're gay! Where are the wives? they're not in the video. He goes, well, no, it's sort of implied. I go, yeah, they're not on the set because it's a gay guy set. You can't believe that. There's no families. There's no... Oh, my God. Don't believe every blowjob you see on the internet. You know what happens, though? This is smart. The straight gay thing is a great hook. What a great marketing campaign. You know what? They probably got the guys from Pepsi involved. They were like, we're running out of things. We got oral and anal and that's it. I mean, can anyone think outside the box? What can we do here to spike the gay porn ratings? How about two straight guys blowing each other? Who said that? You in the back, the intern, stand up. What'd you say? Just, it's too stupid. No, say it. Two straight guys blowing each other? We say they're straight, but... Wow. Yes, I like it. Okay, who are the two gayest guys in porn we have? Okay, they're going to be playing it straight from now on. Or at least one video. Let's see how it goes. I keep grilling my friend. I'm like, what about them is straight? They both have buttless chaps on, and they're making out in, like, a yoga studio. Where does the straight part come into this? You don't see them at work. You don't see their families. You don't see them trying to sneak off. That would be the best way to sell it. But no, people buy into it anyway. They're like, look, dude, it's real. I searched two straight guys blowing each other, and this video popped up. That's all the proof I need. Google doesn't lie. By the way, if you're a super perv like me, you can type in mother-daughter porn, which is really taking over the airwaves. The internet's all jammed up because so many people are typing in so much crazy stuff, you wouldn't believe it. 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, nobody thought it would come to this, even in the porn industry. It used to be just you'd go in a porn store and go, do you have any missionary porn? They're like, ooh, this guy's filthy. All right, let me go in the back room. Actually, I think I have one where they do it doggy style. But now it's all this crazy choking and roughing up and spitting and peeing. And a word I hope to never see in porn, gaping. Please do not look that up. It will make you barf. At least I know, as a side note, that my pervy creepiness has its limits. There is a ceiling. I didn't think there would be, but there definitely is. I like how they call peeing on someone a golden shower. I should hire that PR person because they're really making getting pissed on, which seemed like a bad deal a couple years ago, into a fun event. Golden shower! It sounds like that Beatles song, Golden Slumbers. It has a nice ring to it, and because of that, now everyone looks at getting peed on in a different light. They might just give it a chance. If you pitched it to a girl, you might want to try golden showers. You know, it hits the ear better than saying, can I piss on your face after 18 Evians? Come on, be cool. I draw the line at getting pooped on. I draw the line. There was a rumor that an old actor, not me, used to like getting pooped on, like older than me, like when I was a kid. They call them scat videos or something gross. It's not a very hooky name. They all turn me off. Pooping shouldn't cross over into sexual stuff. That's a whole new thing. That's where I definitely tap out. It's a tough pitch. It's a tough sell. Everything about it is bad. It stinks like poop. It's horribly marketed. I hate everything about it. I'll move on. So in summary, no on the pooping. One time I stumbled into stepbrother porn, which to be honest, didn't do enough for me because it's just like regular porn. However, I did find some kernel of interest in mother-daughter porn. That's where they get some like 18-year-old new starlet and hook her up with some grizzled vet cougar lady, and then they screw her boyfriend or husband or any combination of the two. It's very interesting. I found out recently that they're not really mother-daughter. I mean, in a perfect world, yes, but I guess it's a legal problem, and I'm sure the porn world hates this red tape. They don't want to deal with it. But the fun part about watching mother-daughter porn is you can tell the male porn actor is 1,000% into the daughter more than the mother. When it starts off, he's got the 18-year-old daughter. They're doing it. Everything's going fine. He's into it. Then her mom butts in like it's Sadie Hawkins dance and goes, my turn. Move over, Junior. Let me show you how it's done. Arr, 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 gawk, 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 gawk. Then the young one scampers away and the guy's like, no, fuck, wait, no, no. No, this isn't The Bachelor. You can't just butt in. I like that girl better. Can you come back? Why did I get her? The time wasn't up yet. She was here for 2 seconds. He's trying to grab her by one of her bobby socks and pull her back. She's just staring off into space on crystal meth going, I just want to get my $200 and get out of here. On the other hand, the cougar is super into it. She starts blowing the guy going, rawr, rawr. You like that, huh? Huh? I'm a pro. Not bad for 52, huh? Huh? And you see the guy's eyes and you know, oh, this is news to him. He's like, what the fuck, 52? I think we gotta put a cap on the word cougar. Like, 52 feels a little high for that. We're getting into more of a gilf area. Grandma I'd like to fuck. And this grandma I don't like to fuck. I mean, I don't want to get involved in this, but in the fine print of my contract, I think 50 is the highest it should go. Yes, I'll finish the scene. Yes, I'm a professional, but from now on, we got to talk to the union reps. I mean, 52 is definitely the ceiling for the word cougar. Can we all agree? All of us in porn. Do not make us pick it. Something else when I scoured the internet for porn research for this audiobook, because it is a write-off, those 500 sites I joined, is that a lot of people, when they watch porn, and there's a few out there, like animated porn. Not anime, which is Japanese, I guess, and I'm saying it wrong. Just stupid animated porn. I don't know why. Just doofy animated characters from American culture boning each other. It's sort of funny porn, which I'm not a huge fan of. Whacking off to funny stuff is weird. I don't like it. It's a niche market and there's room for it, but I don't love it. It's an emerging market, as they say on CNBC, but I don't love it. I mean, I'll check it out. I've seen a few of these animated porn videos. First of all, let me tell you something. If you've never seen animated porn, they have random cartoon characters boning each other. That's it. Now, I've done animated movies, Emperor's New Groove, Applause, Applause, Hotel Transylvania. And the funny thing is, I know how long it takes to do animation, which makes this slightly more tragic because it means there's some guy in a cubicle for 6 months working on one of these every day, getting sick of it. Then his boss comes and knocks on his cubicle wall one day. Hey, Steve, we're a little past the deadline. How's it going with that Bam Bam fucking Judy Jetson cartoon? Where are we at on that? The guy's like, close, you know, closer. Boss is like, you know, real quick, I just wouldn't have him hitting her with the club. I think it's a little too much. Might turn off some viewers. That might be crossing the line. I love it, personally, but I'd say pull it back. I would definitely give him a big, you know, club down there. And like maybe hits her with that. I mean, that's funny. I mean, that's different. But you know what? But okay, you know what? I think I read that email wrong. It's great. I love it. You know what? Great job. Keep doing what you're doing. That's funny. That's why we got you. That's why you're here. Do not listen to me. Okay. By the way, after this, I definitely need you to start on Wilma giving Dino a blowjob. When you can. I was trying to catch up on some porn today in between meetings, and another good one I stumbled across is real estate porn. Yes. More and more, I find myself drawn to these videos where they act out and play characters. Real people, though. Let's be honest, no one's winning an Oscar. That's fine. I just like the fact that the chick's in a pantsuit, because I like when girls get dressed up. I must be easily tricked, too, because from the beginning, I forget it's a porn video. Honestly, if the girl isn't wearing a half shirt and on roller skates, I get confused. I think it's a real movie. So I'm the perfect audience for these, because I'm dumb. In this particular video, the girl's all dolled up, long hair, pantsuit, as we talked about, and she's playing a real estate agent. So he walks up to her, and she's cute with her suit on with a clipboard, maybe glasses, so like extra smart, clipboard, everything's like set, check, you look professional. And he goes, hey, I want to look at this house. Oh, can I film you the whole time? And she's like, film me? And he goes, yes, I'm a wealthy millionaire with millions of dollars cash, and I'm going to buy a house today. And she's like, oh, fuck yeah. Because obviously that's a great client, you know. And so she goes along with it. But saying fuck yeah is a little unprofessional, but I'm willing to let that skim. So they start walking around, and he's breezing through, and I hate when they ad-lib. Stick to the lines. They're just making it too long. Like she goes, okay, here's the garage. And he goes, is this a three-car garage? And she's like, huh? Was it what? Is it, yeah, you put your car in the garage, I don't know. And I'm like, move it along. Obviously, she's trying to get to the bedroom. But then she goes, here's the kitchen. And he goes, right, are these granite countertops? She's like, yeah, they have counters and everything. It's all kitchen stuff. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then she goes, let me show you the bedroom. So they're walking down the hall. And then he goes, is this a good school district? I'm like, dude, either fuck her or I'm going to bid on this house. I mean, now I'm more interested in the house. What is going on? Jesus. So they go inside and she goes, here we are. And he goes, well, there's the workbench, which he calls the bed, which is kind of funny, you know. And then he goes, well, maybe a blowjob would seal the deal. And she's like, okay. By the way, I've never heard less resistance to a blowjob in my life. So he gets a BJ and he sort of finishes in her hair. And then he looks at her and he goes, you know what? I don't have any money and I'm actually not going to buy the house today. I was sort of faking it. And she just looks up and goes, ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Like she didn't even care. Like, and I was like, wow. She was so cool about it because first of all, you know, she was like, ah, what are you going to do? This is a good attitude because A, she lost a prospective client. B, she has to go back to her, you know, broker. She has to tell him exactly what happened, where she went unprofessional, where she tried to save the gig, you know, all that stuff. It's very stressful. But you know what? She just chalked it up to another crazy day in real estate. That's what I liked about her. She had real moxie. By the way, there's porn and then there's amateur porn. The kind where you can tell the girl's new, but she's going along with all the dirty shit anyway. It's kind of hard to watch because sometimes the guy like starts choking her and she's like, okay, okay, this is fine. I get it. I'm in a porno. I sort of signed a deal with the devil, but he is roughing me up. Okay, but should I say anything? I guess I'll just be a professional actress and I keep going. Then he like tries to stick it in her butt and she's like, okay, this wasn't in the script, you know? But fine, I guess he's improvising like they do at Second City and SNL. This is probably something Tina Fey encountered along the way. She's a real improver. I got it. Not exactly this, but you know, I get it. I should go with the flow. I don't want to be a troublemaker on the set. I don't want to not get my $75. And Trump hasn't passed that whistleblower law yet, so I should probably shut my mouth and open it. And then the guy one time I saw started like lightly slapping in the face and she's like, okay, this is really off the script. I don't know if I'm working with Robin Williams here, but I've got a unpredictable actor on my hands. I'm all for team effort. I'm all for giving and taking. I want a good final product. Guys can jack off too. So I'm not going to stop things, but I'm teetering. So this goes on for a little while and you can tell she's finally getting used to it. Like, it's not the end of the world. I can ride it out. But you know, I'd love this guy to finally come. It's been 24 minutes. And then he spits on her. Even I'm stunned watching it. And there's another bead of stun on her face. And she looks right and left like she's looking for the director going, is there a SAG rep on this set? I think he spit on me. Now that definitely wasn't in any script I read. I definitely don't know what's going on. I think he crossed the line, but he keeps going. I'm just going to keep going too. I'm doing the math, realizing there's no one I can report this to. Let's just end this. And at the end, she's like, gives him a hug. Great stuff, Biff. Great scene. I think that's what they say at the end. And can I get a Bounty paper towel? I need to wipe off my whole body. I actually had a date with a porn star once. Somebody fixed me up. I did not know that was her job. She was like perfectly nice, pretty girl, normal. Everything's going great at dinner. We're having pizza. Suddenly she looks at her phone and goes, ooh, I gotta run. Ooh, don't get mad. I go, oh, babysitter problems? And she goes, nah. They're doing a shoot in the valley and they had a fallout on an anal scene and, yeah, I gotta cover that. All right, you get it. I gotta bounce, okay? I go, yeah, hey, you gotta pick up an anal, like, gotta do what you gotta do, right? She goes, yeah. I mean, they don't come along every day. I go, they do not. She goes, thanks for understanding. I mean, $280 is $280, right? I go, oh, 100% get it. I 100% get it. She goes, hey, if I get done before midnight, you want me to just come by your house on the way home? I go, no, you're probably going to be tired from work. I'll take a rain check. Maybe till you take a shower and everything. Okay. All right, but let's do this again soon. You promise? Okay, good luck at work. Chapter 36, Urban Myths. This is a quickie if you're in your car. You got 2 minutes. When you're growing up, you hear all these crazy urban myths. And if you're stupid, like I am and I was as a child, you believe them your whole life. There were a lot of these urban myths, and if you recognize one, you'll know what I'm talking about. A few of my favorites are the kid Mikey from the Life cereal commercials, and this is going way back. They said he died because he ate too many Pop Rocks and his stomach exploded. Pop Rocks were a candy that fizzed in your mouth, and I 100% believed this. In New York City, people would buy baby alligators down in Florida and bring them back as pets. Then they'd flush them down the toilet, so the New York City subway tunnels were full of 10-foot-long alligators ready to kill you. That one might be true. This one's scary. It was from, like, the 90s. A guy has a one-nighter with a beautiful girl in a motel. The next morning when he wakes up hungover, the girl's gone. He walks into the bathroom to take a pee, and he sees on the mirror, written in red lipstick, the words, Welcome to the world of AIDS. That gave me the chills. Here's a goofy, dumber one. I guess this is the 70s. A family comes home from vacation and takes their camera roll in to be developed. When they get the photographs back, they find pictures of the maid with their toothbrushes up her ass. I, of course, believe this one because it was kind of funny, but I can't remember how I pictured it. A close-up of her butt. So then how do we know it's the maid? And were all five toothbrushes up her butt at once? Or did she do one picture at a time with each toothbrush? And were they, like, brushing her butt cheeks? Or did she really cram it up her beehole and clean out her hemorrhoids? I don't know. I was just a child. I just like hearing it. I told him when it was a fact, like a for sure fact. And then I even added it happened to someone I knew. Someone on my street. And that's the most I would say about it. Don't push me for facts. I hate that these bullshit stories sort of went away. The only one I've heard lately, and I do not like this one at all, is about spiders, because I hate them. I don't know if you people are vegetarians, but do spiders count as animals? Because I'm scared of them, and I'm old school, and the combination means I will kill them. I kill them first, ask questions later. Because I always think that the plan is they're coming to kill me first. When in all actuality, they're probably just happily breezing along my carpet, not a care in the world, trying to get their step counter up, whatever. But because they're spiders, I assume they're sinister pricks plotting my demise, so I take action. The thing I've heard about spiders, and you're not going to like it, I've heard it a lot lately, is that over your lifetime, I know you've heard this, at least five spiders will crawl in your open mouth while you sleep and hang out. I don't know if you'll swallow them, they lay eggs in your stomach, it didn't get that far, whatever. So you know what I did? Because I'm proactive, I went to a pet store, I bought five spiders, and I stuffed them all in my mouth. You know why? Because I just wanted to get it over with. Because I'm a go-getter, people. I attack life. I go out there, I bring life to me. I don't have some doomsday attitude. I'm a positive beam of light. And now, I can open my mouth all the time whenever I want. These spiders can't do jack shit about it. Do you understand? I run the show now, spiders. Hey, go suck a dick. I can walk around with my mouth open like Puff Daddy all day. They just stare at me and go, not this one, guys. He beat the system. He beat us all at our own game. I'm like Rihanna. I run this town, but with spiders. The rest of the things I don't really run. Anyway, side note, fuck you, spiders. Chapter 37, Shopping. Shopping is actually harder than it used to be. I was on the road recently, and some of my luggage got mixed up at the airport, so I didn't have the undergarments that I needed, my lacy lingerie. Luckily, there's a Macy's in every town. So I go to get underwear, and it's already kind of embarrassing, because who wants to go do that? What guy wants to do that? So I go into the store, and there's an older black man who works there, and he's like, can I help you? And I go, quick decision, no, because I don't want to ask. But the problem with that is I'll spend 2 hours looking around trying to find what I need. I'll be over in Lamps or something. I just don't want to ask where the underwear is, you know? I'll just find it as long as I stay along the walls. And then he sort of pops up behind me and goes, you lost? I go, oh, hey, it's you. Yeah, come here. Okay, I need, looking for some underwear. And he goes, underpants? And I go, shh, no, no, no. Nobody said that. No one said that word. No, I didn't say anything. People are craning their heads to look, oh, hey, Joe Dirt needs underpants. Isn't that crazy? I shouldn't be embarrassed, but I was. So I walk away and he follows me. And he goes, now I'm lost. I'm lost in my own store. Where's the underpants? Finally, he brings me to some wall of Calvin Klein's. I'm like, okay, got it from here. I think he's gone. And I pick one package up lightly and he goes, are those the kind of underpants you like? I go, God, no, are you still here? Just a random sampling. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just looking. This is how you shop. And he goes, those are the tight ones that hug your leg. Yeah, you little show-off, Eggplant Friday. I don't know what you're saying. Then I have to buy socks. Now, have you ever shopped for socks at Macy's or anywhere? They don't sell socks the way they sell shoes. You know, they don't sell them size 8, 9, 10. They literally sell them sizes like 5 to 28. Now, that's a wide net. How have they not figured this out yet? Just give me my size. I know I fall sort of on the lower end of that. I'm glad they don't sell condoms like that. Fit sizes newborn to LeBron. I know where I fall on that one, and it's not great. It's toward the left side, if you know what I mean. Nothing worse than a droopy rubber, right, gals? Not sexy. Too much on the end, too much on the sides. I'm so embarrassed. I walk in going, clang, clang, clang goes the trolley. Hey, I make it fun. So embarrassing. I'm always like, babe, this one's broken. Do not go by this. This one's an irregular. I mean, this shouldn't be. They're always so tight. I don't know what's wrong. You know what? I never write a company, but I'm going to fire off an email. Man, this is ridiculous. Dear sirs. This is sad because you know what? Guys, let me give you a tip. Girls like Magnum rubbers. You know what that is? The big ones? Those big Mongo ones? This is what you do. You get a bunch of Magnum rubs, and then you just pepper them around the house. This is so smart. You put one in the fireplace, you know, one by the toaster. It doesn't matter. Just so they're out there, you know? Girls are just in a good mood. Psychologically, they sort of see them, but don't really consciously. They're just like, oh. They're all happy. I'm dumb. I actually use them as coasters, which is so stupid. Girl's like, oh my God, what's that? I go, oh, what's that doing there? Oh my God, that should be in my dick. I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, eventually they figured out though. They're like, why did you need that Magnum rubber? Because it literally goes over your balls. It's just wishful thinking on my part. Sometimes girls see my wiener and they go like this, where they like picture me tapping my fingers and then spreading my fingers. And I go, it's not a picture. It's not getting any bigger. They're like, come on, come on. But the last time I was at a department store, I had to buy a shirt. I was going through a tough breakup, you know, instead of wallowing at home in my lonely mansion, like Lord Fauntleroy, I decided to get back out there. So I go in there, and have you ever gone to a place where they have an eight-way mirror? Sometimes I go to Macy's in the Valley. The Valley's a bit of a hike for me, but I realize that I'm 8% more famous in the Valley, which is enough to get me over the hill. I have an app that tells me. So I go to the dressing room. And they have an eight-way mirror. Let me tell you something, people. I don't really like what I look like in a one-way mirror, okay? Also known as a mirror. I read the internet, and I get it. There's feedback. I'm not great looking. I'm a 6 or a 7. I'm more personality-driven. That's fine. But have you ever seen yourself from the side? Holy fuckeroli. I'm looking in the mirror. I have a new shirt on, seeing if it fits. I know how I look directly straight on. I'm having an okay day, sort of happy. Ah, la, la, la. I look to the side. I'm like, what the fuck? Is that me? Shut up. Is that me? No, wait. Is that what I look like? Is that what I look like to the world every day? Is that what people see? Why would anyone hang out with me? Holy crap. Who invited Gollum in here? It's so sickening. I'm like, from the front, a 7. Inch to the right, a 6. 3 inches, 5. From the side, 2, 2, 2, 2, all the way back. Gross. And after that happens, I'm so beaten down, and it affects me mentally. Because I see girls at a bar, like, later that night, and I never just walk straight at them. I walk sideways like a crab. I go, hey, you girls work together? Hey, side to side. Stay flat, stay flat. Here I go, side to side. You're in the same company? Oh, that's cool. Hey, what are you guys drinking? Vodka soda? Vodka soda? Ooh, all right, BRB. Walk straight backwards. Ra, 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 ra. Stay facing them. Turn to the right. No! Flat. Turn to left. No. Flat. 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 Girl's like, don't you go sideways. I mean, I'm not, babe. I'm going totally flat. That's why I'm sex missionary. Just look at them in the face. I know it's not great, but it's way better than from the side or behind. Believe me, you'll thank me later. Chapter 38. Not buying it. Literally. I miss the days of Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Catchy, cute, and Mr. Whipple, please don't squeeze the Charmin. Slightly perverted, but that went over my head as a child. Now we have commercials with the little fun animated Booger family. The Booger family with a dad going to work, up your nose, etc. I don't really get it. But let me tell you something. I don't want to be friends with the Boogers. Drop the act, cold and flu companies. There's never going to be a Shrek or a Toy Story movie about the cute snot family that we all want to hang out with. They're gross boogers, okay? Enough. I don't care if they're wearing hats. Don't try to cuten them up. I don't want the mom kissing the dad when he goes to work. Hey, good luck. Up the nose, causing a fucking sinus infection. I don't want a fart commercial for indigestion with a cute animated fart family. And I don't want tampons that talk. There's a lot of things I don't want. Wake up, ad companies. Run it by me first, all right? I want to be CC'd on everything, literally. Epilogue. Gives me a zap.